pastor celebrates his freedom, and gospel workers remind us of our God-given task. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll review Pastor Andrew Brunson's ordeal in Turkey and learn what his future holds. Plus, church planters encourage believers to watch the clock. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Saturday will mark a year since Turkey freed Pastor Andrew Brunson from prison, allowing him and his family to fly back to the U.S. Brunson served 2 years in a Turkish prison under false charges. Months of tense negotiations between the U.S. and Turkey centered on his release. Well, today, Brunson says he wants to use his experiences to equip the next generation of believers.
We were in missions in Turkey for 25 years. I think now is the time to help the next generation to go.
Helping the goers isn't the only burden on Brunson's heart.
For the first time in my life, actually, I have an urgency for my own country, for the United States. Since I've come back to the States, this really hit me how quickly things are accelerating, the hostility towards Christians. And we have kids who are 18, 21, and 23. I'm very concerned about them. Will they be able to stand unapologetically for Jesus Christ in a difficult environment? And I think many of them are not ready for that.
Please pray for Andrew and Noreen Brunson as they prepare for God's next assignment, and pray all believers, young and old, will be receptive to Brunson's message.
Live for the day when you stand before Jesus. If I love somebody, then I'm more willing to suffer for them, to undergo hardship for them.
No country is more enslaved to drug addiction than Russia. The former Soviet Union has the largest population of injection drug users, approximately 1.8 million people. For every 10 new drug users in Russia, 6 are specifically in Siberia and the Far East. Global Disciples supports Christian denominations in Siberia and trains them to make disciples for Jesus. Two denominational leaders named Alexander and Anatoly were former drug addicts. God got a hold of their lives, and both men traded drugs for Bible school. Today, Tim with Global Disciples works with these two radically changed men.
They have a real passion to reach out to the drug addicts, and their denomination has built a halfway house, so that's a need there in Siberia.
On his last trip to Siberia, Tim was encouraged by Alexander and Anatoly's ministry.
In this halfway house, we visited and talked with about 7 men there. Some had gotten out of prison not long ago, others were there trying to break the addictions of alcohol and drugs. We prayed with them, they shared their lives and how through Jesus they have been given new life and hope.
Please pray for men and women in Siberia living without hope and turning to drugs in their pain, and ask God to use the Siberian church to minister his truth and love. E3 Partners recently launched its fresh No Greater Time campaign. E3's marketing communication manager, Jeff Johnston, explains the campaign is all about the urgency of the gospel.
It really stems from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, which says, "Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." And so what it's saying there is that there is no greater time than right now. There's no greater time to share the gospel with someone. There's no greater time to pray for someone or to pray with someone.
E3 has a vision to see 1 million new churches planted worldwide by 2025. Ultimately, this vision won't become a reality without the Holy Spirit. So please join us in praying for this vision in the No Greater Time campaign.
So Lord, I ask that you give us courage and the mindsets to believe that there's truly no greater time than right now, that now is the time of your favor and now is the day of salvation. And so, Lord, I ask that you put that on our hearts, that you put that on our minds, and that in whatever way that affects us, in whatever way that moves us, that you would move us in those directions and move us to do everything that we can to further your kingdom.
Learn more about the No Greater Time campaign and how to find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.